Welcome to the AFL Ratings Podcast. Speak with Ryan Daniels on team selection for round six. This podcast was recorded on Thursday night, April 18, 8 PM Australian Eastern Standard Time. Make necessary adjustments as news comes to hand. Enjoy the pod.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Okay, so let's bring in Ryan Daniels. Seven games remaining on tap for the weekend. Ryan?
Yes, Pete, very exciting and a lot of good matchups too. Like, this is a great weekend of footy we've got.
We have Adelaide and Essendon at the Adelaide Oval on Friday night. Ball Ace and Shoal replaces Butts and Crouch. So you've got to imagine Dawson goes back into that midfield a little bit more. Sligo has been fine and Rankin was awesome last week. For Essendon, Sardis into the team, Menzies comes out. Your thoughts here?
Yeah, well, Adelaide's a big one, isn't it? Because I think while Crouch and to a degree Laird and to a much lesser degree Dawson have been scoring okay, Dawson I would say probably not, the midfield just hasn't been firing. So without any of them having to get dropped or injured, it's a way for Adelaide to have a look at a different midfield which could spark something different. So whether that's Dawson having a great game as the main man in there and Crouch being out of there, or it's, you know, Rankin coming in and firing on a permanent basis, or it's a bigger role for Deligo or whoever it be, I think it's great for having a different look. If they lose that game last week, Adelaide season's over. So I would imagine that they're not thinking that they're a complete product yet either way. So that's probably one of the most interesting watches for me of the whole weekend.
Collingwood, Port Adelaide, MCG on Saturday. No change for the Magpies. They'll come off a bye and should be fresh. Port Adelaide, Jordan Sweet gets his first go at the Power. Dixon out of the team. And that's also Finlayson as well. So you've got to imagine Sweet and Soldo combination ruck forward. And we'll get a first look at that for the year.
Yeah, not great for Soldo owners. He's been really, really good. He's been a fantastic pickup. You would assume that, I guess, one of them plays a predominant forward role so that they can warm into it. You rarely ever see genuine 50-50 splits. And given Soldo played that role with Nankervis quite a bit as a key forward, I would say he's probably the most likely to get a crack in there. But obviously the game itself will dictate that. I'd be nervous if I was picking up Sweet as a Hail Mary. I'd just be nervous about the sub, as in him being subbed off. I know it's hard to predict, but if they're going to be too tall, that typically is what happens, particularly when one of the ruckmen isn't one of the key players for the club. So keep an eye on that one. I think that's probably the most interesting thing to take from that game.
On to Carlton and the Giants at Marvel Stadium. Cowan and Young into the team. McGovern hamstring, Saad hamstring on the outs for the Blues. While the Giants, Ward and Aaliyah come into the team. So key defender to replace Sam Taylor and a midfielder to replace midfielder. Canelio out with a knee injury there for the Giants as well.
Yeah, it's nice for the Giants, isn't it? You lose a really good midfielder and you bring in, you know, Callum Ward, who definitely won't let you down. Carlton's starting to become interesting because they've got quite a decent list of injuries to best 22 players, which is creating opportunity for others. I wanted to ask you, have you seen Sam Walsh as an absolute must-have in Classic this week, or are you passing him by?
Yeah, not an absolute guaranteed stone cold lock need to get him. I think he can wait a little bit. Soft tissue injuries for Blues, a little bit of a concern. Coming off a back injury, maybe a fresher first start for Sam Walsh, so maybe there's a little bit of letdown after his initial game. So for me, I'm happy to wait.
I've gone the other way. So I looked at the very low break even, the really affordable price, the fact that I probably would have started with him had he not been injured to start the year, I jumped on. So I'm going to take that risk. I think it's one worth taking at that price, and we'll roll the dice and see what happens. I've even thrown the VC on him, Pete, taking the full risk.
Awesome. Love to see it. So let's get on to Brisbane and also Geelong. So pretty decent matchup here on Saturday night. Lions comes in for Bailey. You've got to imagine if he's not subbed, he's going to be used as an inside mid there, which includes centre bounce as well. The Cats, a few changes coming into their team. Calajosi, Dangerfield, Hawkins, and Conway replaces Stanley, while Shannon Neal, Tui, and O'Sullivan out of the team there as well. So just management, the Cats going through their process, and they've been at the forefront of telling people that's what they're going to do, and that's exactly what they've done again this week.
Yeah, it must be nice, hey, if you could just go, you know what, we'll give our young players a go this week and then we'll bring our veterans back and then we'll give another young player a go. And it's a great way to do it. They seem to be on the front foot on a lot of that stuff, Geelong, in the last couple of years. Lifestyle, training management, injury management. It's not great for fantasy coaches when you're getting confused every week about their teams being named, but I think for players they'd be loving it. The other interesting one there is Lyons. If you're looking for a quick hit for 1 week, he's always a good bet. I'm flat for Zach Bailey. That was a great game he played last week, and the
Yeah.
role was fantastic too. So if you've had him for a while and you've been patient, you'd be so filthy because he's finally come good for you, and then he's out. And I think it's 4 to 6 weeks, I think too, right?
Yeah, and he was pretty awesome in that grand final, unfortunately. Well,
Yeah.
fortunately for me, but unfortunately for Lyons, I just fell short in that grand final. But he was pretty awesome. So, yeah, he goes on the sidelines and comes back later in a few weeks' time. So let's get on to the Western Derby, West Coast and Fremantle. Dom Sheed and Timo's pretty much guaranteed he's like going to start sub this week. Edwards out of the team while Fremantle, Sean Darcy comes back in. So dual ruck setup. I'll get you to explain to the listeners there how that's going to play out for Saturday night and Sturt into the team. Switkowski out along with Taberner. So that's interesting there, the Sturt for Taberner change.
Yeah. So I'll unpack the Eagles first. So Dom Sheed, yeah, I'd expect him to start the sub unless something drastic changes. I'd expect him to play a bit of wing and a bit of inside mid from time to time as well. Luke Edwards has played predominantly on the wing, so that's the one to keep an eye out for, who gets the wing spots in his absence. So keep an eye on that. They didn't bring back Liam Ryan, but he has been training as a halfback and playing as a halfback in his one waffle game. So that is something to keep an eye on. If you're in a draft league and you want to pick up a potential back forward eligibility player, and you might get a sneaky advantage on people who aren't keeping track of that. From Fremantle, yes, Darcy Jackson, we finally get to see it the first time this year. We only really saw it a handful of times last year, so it's a bit unknown. I would say Darcy's a bit underdone, so it wouldn't surprise me if they're in a really good position. In this game, say, you know, three quarter time or even late in the third quarter, that Darcy got subbed. It just wouldn't surprise me at all. He's obviously very important to what they do. He's a big man. So as they were last week, and they were extra cautious giving him another week off, wouldn't be surprised if they're cautious again and rest him. So if you've got him in a draft league, just be aware of that. It might be an emergency sort of loophole situation you might need to monitor. Jackson will play mostly forward, I would say. I think Darcy's minutes will be slightly less, so this might not be a full accurate depiction of how the balance will work out. As I mentioned, Darcy could be the stub. He might play less minutes than he usually does. So Jackson's numbers might be okay this week. I still think Jackson's going to be a prolific scorer as a forward. I think he's going to be the main man up there. He's going to do a lot for Amos and unleash that as well. So Taberner out is really Darcy in, Jackson forward, Taberner out. And Sturt is essentially the replacement for Witkowski because they're short on smaller forwards. They don't. Cooper Simpson probably would have played, but he had COVID last week, so he can't. He's not available this week. He's not fit enough. So they'll be a bit taller than usual, a bit slower than usual. But I would think they're going to put a pretty big score on the board against West Coast. And the Jackson Darcy thing, as I said, might not be the most accurate look at it, but at least it will get a taste.
So it's interesting. Fremantle are struggling for marks inside forward 50. So they've averaged 6.5 the last 2 weeks, low scoring games, but 6.5 low is pretty low compared to the average of 11.7 right now. So that's where it sort of settles into the Luke Jackson
Yeah.
moving forward type scenario.
Definitely. And they see him as, you know, the guy who probably gets the best defender. He's going to cause a lot of chaos up there. In the preseason games that I saw, him playing in when he was playing predominantly forward, he was a constant menace. Like, he was best on ground for Fremantle in both their intra clubs, playing as a forward with Darcy playing in the ruck. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch. I've never bought into the narrative that they can't play together. It may be a slow start with Darcy coming back from an injury. I do think that he can have a significant impact on that team, mainly for Jai Amos and Josh Bracey, who now move down the pecking order in terms of defensive targets.
Yeah, Gawn and Jackson worked for a premiership, so why can't it work at
Yeah,
Fremantle?
exactly. And Jackson's a far better player than he was 2 years ago.
For sure. So let's get to the Sunday games here. So we'll just go with the confirmed outs. So Mitchell out for the Swans, Rose's hamstring for the Suns, and no confirmed outs for North Melbourne and Hawthorn. So just your thoughts on any one of those games, maybe Isaac Kenny, and obviously Flanders would be an interesting watch there for fantasy. Coaches there on early Sunday.
Yeah, every now and then when I look at the fixture, I'll circle the fantasy game that I can't wait to watch. That's the one this weekend, Sydney and Gold Coast. Sunday, sort of early game. You've got so many guys in there. I'm watching Goulden really closely too because I want to bring him in now that he's had his bye. His price is pretty low too. So there's a bunch of guys. There's obviously the Gold Coast rookies that we're all in on, Closey, Graham. There's so much to enjoy. In that Sydney Gold Coast game, so I'll definitely be watching that one. I think Will Heaney be able to continue what he's doing now that Taylor Adams is back. Luke Parker not quite in yet, but it's coming. So we'll get to see if he can maintain what he was doing in the first 5, 6 weeks of the season. So yeah, that's going to be pretty fascinating. I'm also interested in this North Melbourne Hawthorn game and Sheasel. And Sheasel obviously put up massive numbers last week, but North Melbourne didn't test Geelong at all. So will Sam Mitchell be happy to let Harry Sheasel just do as he pleases across halfback? I kind of think he will because he'll be going down that path of, well, so what? Have 40, have 50 if you want. If it doesn't help you win, it doesn't matter. So that'll be a fascinating watch in that game, because there's two very young teams, both under the pump, both desperate for a win. How Mitchell and the Hawks handle Diesel will be an interesting watch, being the last game of the round too.
Yeah, it'd be interesting from previous opponents for the North Melbourne team. They've been under pressure from inside 50s from their opponents. So whether Hawthorn can get up to that level, that will be still good for Sheasel. But if there's not enough inside 50s, that might reduce his ball. And,
That's a good point.
if they're going to allow him to walk outside D50, hit a lot of repeat disposals inside D50 and across halfback last week. So we'll see how we go. He spoke today on radio and pretty much said he's going to settle down at halfback for the time being. So yeah, all good. And hopefully you can hit another ceiling game. All right, Rhino, who is your fantasy player of the week? Could it be Sam Walt?
Well, I think it is. I think it's Sam Walsh. I've gone chips in early. That's how I've been playing this fantasy season, going a little bit earlier than most people tend to have gone a week before, in most cases. And so far, at touch wood, it's worked out okay. So, yep, Sam Walsh is the one for me.
Yeah, I'll take Harry Sheasel. Hopefully, he can have a monster ceiling game against the Hawks, who are giving up plenty to mids there. So it's not necessarily a halfback for a mid scenario, but plenty of ball, and he could hit a pretty decent ceiling, especially there at Marvel Stadium. All right, Rhino, where can the listeners find you?
Usual spots, Pete, Footy Rhino on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it. I'll be calling the Derby for Triple M this weekend. Not sure if that'll be played over there, but you can find it on the Listener app. Paper in the West, 7 on the news over here, everywhere. If you can't find me, you're not looking hard enough.
AFL Ratings Pete on Twitter for me, AFL Ratings main account, and aflratings.com.au for a stack of fantasy information. Well, Rhino, enjoy the week. Hopefully you have a pretty good fantasy score along with the listeners, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Pete. You too.